my last full day in Hawaii. Wow, what a great 2 years it's been. Thank you for everyone who has helped make this 2 years just such a special chapter in our lives. I look forward to the next chapter in Florida, and I just can't wait to see what God has in store. He's doing amazing things. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. I'm so thankful for you guys. I'm so thankful that you are here. I appreciate all the feedback that we got about the comments of the incubator idea of helping Christians be successful in their businesses and their careers, just like what we're doing on this show. And I got a lot of great feedback. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for all those who have reached out. You could reach out to me if you would like and be one of those people at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can email me. Find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent, especially mine's, where they are not censoring Christian conservative thought. At least not yet. We'll see how it goes. It's really exciting to see the strong following that's coming over there. Thank you, Marcus, for leading the way on that. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network over to fightlaughfeast.com. Become a member. Put in HTBT in the memo field, and you will receive a free 15-ounce coffee mug. And let me tell you, it's a great mug. You could fit your whole hand in it. And if you have big hands like I do, you know that that is a problem. Sometimes you have to go three fingers with a pinky out, and it just is not, you know, really a very manly thing to carry around your coffee mug with your pinky out in the air. But this mug, you will not have that problem. You get it free when you subscribe. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put an HTBT in the memo field, and you will get one. I will send it out to you personally. Thank you for all of those listeners who have already done it. They're such a blessing. Thank you. It helps keep this show going. It helps keep the network growing. We got two great new shows coming out on the network. I don't know if you've checked those out yet. I can't say enough about how excited I am about all of these shows. All right, we got a lot of different things to talk about today. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is an email that I got from a lady named Maggie, and I've already asked her if I could share this story, and so she gave me some bullet points to talk about. And I think this is a great story because this exemplifies how Christians should be acting in their careers. And the reason we should strive for success, the reason why we should grow our businesses, is because the more successful we become, the more prevalent, the more dominant we are in the market with our businesses. When we make the stands that Maggie did that we're gonna talk about in a second, the more and more impactful we are gonna be. And the more and more Christians that follow Maggie's example and take a principled stand like she did, the more of influence that we're gonna have in the culture, the more that we are going to be proclaiming what is good, what is right, and what is wrong also, and contrasting that and not letting people just get away with it by condoning it ourselves, but actually making a stand. Now, Maggie was working in the hospitality industry and she loved it. She loved the place she was working at, and she was promoted, and one of the places that she got promoted to one of the luxury hotels. And 3 or 4 weeks into her job, the hotel that she was working at was hosting an abortion industry event. And she started to feel really convicted about it. It was hosting a bunch of abortion providers. It was giving a seminar. It was basically what companies do a lot is they will rent out a hotel and they will put on events, seminars, workshops, and all those things. So this was happening with abortion providers. So basically she was forced to serve these abortion providers. And so what she did is she prayed a lot, she sought counsel, and she ended up talking with the HR, the people with their HR, when she realized that it was an event. So she was trying to say that she just cannot support them. And basically, she ended up, to make a long story short, and not to anything to take away from you, Maggie, that she ended up resigning because she couldn't, when good conscience, work for anyone that was supporting abortion. Now, that is a really hard stand to do. Are you willing? Are you ready? You listener, you in your car, you at work listening to this, are you ready to make a stand like Maggie did? Are you willing to talk to your company and say, you know, what values you're supporting by hosting this company, as taking this company on as a customer, is not right and it shouldn't be done? That's what Maggie did. And that is what God has called us to do as well, is to take a principled stand and not just to pass it under the rug, not just to look the other way, but to call evil, evil. It's not just about purporting and endorsing good things, but we need to be able to call out what is wrong too. And what clear example of it is it wrong in our society right now with abortion? We have so much of that going on in our society. We have Disney, Netflix. I'm sure you've heard it on the other shows talking about how they're faking like they're going to pull out of Georgia. And I say faking, they're totally bluffing. We'll get into that in a second. It's kind of related topic of this abortion thing. But we need Christians like Maggie. We need more of you out there. That when your company is endorsing, maybe you work for Netflix, maybe you work for Disneyland, it is time for you to take a stand, and you may lose your job. You may have to resign, just like Maggie did. But what is it worth to you to do the right thing? Like, is there anything that you would rather do than to do what is right? Like, you should be praying about that. Is there stuff that you are holding on to too tightly that you just can't let go because those are the things that you can't give up to do what is right? You really need to pray about that. And even if it costs us money, if it costs us our jobs, we need to be prepared to make the sacrifices to do what is right. Because in the end, as Christians, that shouldn't be our security anyways, like the world. And it's so easy to do, right? It's so easy for our jobs to become our security. It's so easy for our paychecks, our bank account, our investment funds. I hope not your investment funds right now, because we're taking a hit with all these trade war talks going on. But we need to remember that our security is not found in our job. It's not found in our career. It's not found in what people think of us. It's not found in our bank accounts. And when we remember that, it's going to be easier to make a stand like Maggie. So Maggie, great job. Congratulations. So what is she? She's also now going to go back to her Mary Kay business. And she says, I love working for a company founded by a Christian woman. I didn't know Mary Kay was a Christian lady. So that's something new I found out. If you want to give her some support and you like the Mary Kay products, go over. She has a Facebook page she sent me, My Consultant Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E. And buy some products. Give a gift. If you are a dude and you don't wear makeup like you should. But there's like this trend lately about guys wearing makeup. That's so weird. Like, I don't even like wearing makeup when I do my show. I'd rather just like show the blemishes, show the shine when I'm doing my video podcast. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Support Maggie. Go check her out. Give her a like on her Facebook page. It really helps to get the likes. My Consultant Maggie at Facebook. And also you can look her up on marykay.com/Maggie Turner, M-A-G-G-I-E-T-U-R-N-E-R. And show her some love and buy some products for her. Help her get off to a good start as she's switching careers, making a stand for what is right. That's another thing that we should be doing as successful people, successful Christians in the business world, is we need to be supporting the people that are taking the stand like Maggie. So definitely do that. All right, so now I want to talk about another stand that's being taken, this time on the other side of the same issue of abortion. I just love how abortion has become such a topic again. It seems like it's been a while. It kind of died down. It's like we almost were defeated. And it really just wasn't part of the conversation. We kind of gave up on it. And it seems like there's this new spirit in the air, praise God, of fight. There's this new like vigor that we have to do the right thing. And I'm so excited about that. If you haven't heard, and like maybe your head's down a hole or something, or I don't know. But if you have, maybe you've checked out of the news and you're just tired of the news, you don't care about the news. But Disney, Netflix, Warner Brothers, they are all the people that make movies are threatening to pull out of Georgia. And maybe you are not in the movie industry, maybe you don't know that much about what's going on there. And like, why does, like, they shoot movies in Georgia? Who knew? Well, it turns out Georgia gives them a lot of tax breaks. I believe it's like 20 to 30% depending on the area you're at. And over the last decade, it has become a production hub for the movie industry. All of the professionals that produce movies, create movies, they've built up an industry there. North Carolina used to be like that, but their subsidies went away. And so everyone's kind of flocked to Atlanta, Georgia, which I will be out there in a week or two. I'm really excited about that. And that also reminds me, the G3 conference is going to be there. Make sure that you get your tickets to go to the G3 conference. It's in January. And check out their website. I will be there. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to shake your hand and talk to you about what's going on in your life. So if you see me there, please say hi and get your tickets now. But anyways, again, I'm getting sidetracked again. I apologize for that. Atlanta has been a place where they have tax breaks, industry professionals, and have a bunch of studio space set up and really all ready to go. And this is why Disney, Netflix, Warner Brothers are bluffing. When they pull out of Georgia, where are they going to go? They're going to go to LA and pay 30% more for their movies because they have to pay in those taxes and they're not getting that tax break. And you know California is not going to be giving anyone tax breaks. They're going off the deep end. They're raising taxes. They're putting in more regulations. They're making it harder to do business there. So if you can't go to LA or without paying 20 to 30% more and you're not going to get the tax breaks that you got in Georgia, where are you going to go? I don't think these people are serious about it. I think they're trying to give a kind of a little shout out to the people in the industry, because the industry is super liberal, right? But at the end of the day, it's still an industry that needs to make money. And yeah, sure, there are other states that don't tax you, that don't have as many regulations as California, but it goes back to those geographical incentives, those differentiations of areas that these experts that are in the movie business, they don't just exist in every state. You're not going to find the same top talent to produce, to create movies that you do in Georgia, in like North Dakota, Montana, even like New Mexico, Texas, because the industry isn't there. So people that are experts in the industry don't live there, and they're not going to be able to find them. So what are these people going to do? How are they going to just pick up and leave? And the answer is they're not. They are not going to be able to afford to take the tax hit of the tax breaks, because that's already factored into their revenue, into their production. And they're not going to take and move every industry professional they need for just one movie product. It's not like you're moving for a position where after one project, you're going to go to the next project and you're going to go to the next project and you're kind of there for the company. But these people work on individual products that don't last a long time. So they're not going to be as willing to move just for one project because they're not guaranteed to be on the next project as well. And it's going to be really difficult for this industry to create another hub unless, for some reason, another liberal state that's going to be super pro-abortion but also pro-tax cuts and pro-business, which, do you know any liberal, any Democrat right now that is pro-business and pro-abortion at the same time? I don't think so. I think that they're all going off the socialism deep end, and they want to murder as many babies as they can because they want to save the environment, and it's basically like their sacrifice to their nature god, Mother Earth. So Disney, Warner Brothers, call their bluff. I love it. Cancel your subscription while they're touting this. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not moving because they need that money. They need those tax breaks. They need the professionals that exist in Georgia. They need the infrastructure that is built to film those movies. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to be able to move that stuff at a pin drop, or, you know, quickly. And the other thing that I thought was interesting that I heard, I forgot where I heard it from, but people were asking, because it takes like planning, right? You can't just start shooting a movie, but it takes like 6 to 8 months, a year to start planning your production, your shooting. And from what I hear, there is no plans at all to move any other locations, that there's no one else that's been reached out, contacted, that are planning on being shot in Georgia. There's no cancellations or anything like that. So it's a big bluff, and they are just trying to keep their actors and their industry happy about this, which it doesn't mean we should just take it and let them just say this stuff. We should punish them for it, because that's how we're going to change culture, right? We need to make it more painful to stick up for pro-choice, for pro-murder policies than it is to be, you know, to be what it is for them. Because right now, they're making a calculation that they're going to get a bigger benefit for being pro-choice, being pro-abortion, than it is to not be or to be silent. And it's because we haven't been fighting enough. And I love what the cross-politic guys were talking about last show, where they were talking about, it's like Christians want to be nice. They don't want to fight. They don't want to cut off the head of Goliath. They want to kill Goliath. They want the sin to go away. They want the bad things to stop. But they're not willing to go that extra mile and cut off the head and really kill the issue. And we've seen it springing up in different ways. And I love that point so much. We need to be able to fight in our careers, in our businesses, just like Maggie. And we need to be able to cut off the heads. We need to be able to take a stand and to be embraced and accepted for being Christians. And we need that to be the culture once again. And we need to be okay with people thinking we're not nice. We need to be okay with people being angry at us. We need to be okay with people thinking we're extreme, because we don't want babies to be murdered. We need to be okay with that. And it's funny, it's like those are like things where if you just don't take time to really think about it, pray about it, it's like it hurts. It's like, oh man, they think I'm not nice. They don't want to talk to me anymore because of my radical position. But then you think about it, like they're really thinking I'm weird because I don't want children to be killed. And if you just start thinking through that, that fear of being ostracized, that fear of being disliked, that fear of being thought of as unkind, I welcome that when I'm standing up for something like this. I want to be known as the far right loon who is saying, yeah, I am not going to go along with the crowd. I'm not going to go along with my industry. I'm not going to pay, and I'm not going to be a customer of companies that are going to stand up for the slaughter of children. I don't care what people think. I don't care if I am banished outside of the city. I don't care, because that's where Jesus was, and that's a good place to be. I want to be on the right side of history. I want to do what is right. I want to follow Jesus. I don't care if that costs me my career. I don't care if that costs me my reputation. I don't care if it costs me my job, my income, because I am called to something greater than anything that this earth can offer me. And when you start having that warrior mentality, when you're okay with fighting for what is right, when you are going to be okay with cutting off the head of Goliath and showing it around, you're going to be dangerous. You're going to be effective. And you are going to be starting to change culture. That's the great thing. When we can stand up for Christ, when we can stand up for what is right, when we can stand up for what God has called us to, it is very powerful, because God is going to start using us, and our God is very powerful. And it's so much more, like the people talk about, like, what is one vote? My vote doesn't matter. This is so much bigger than just one vote. This is being radically used by the one who holds this whole creation in our hands. And so you can't say as a Christian, you can't say as a successful business person, like, what can I do? Because it's not about you. It's not your power. It's not your authority. It is, we have God, and he wants to use us for great things. So what can he do through me? And that far exceeds the one vote. What can one vote do? I hope this episode is encouraging. I hope this gives you courage to go out and fight, to stand up at work, to stand up in your businesses, to be wildly successful, to help influence culture for what is right. Now let's go out and be successful.